Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Unrealist. Today, if you want to learn about rental property management for small and medium businesses, today is your day. But first, our unreal stat of the day, and it's that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are over 200,000 property managers in the United States. Over 70% of them say they use some sort of software to manage their business. But what we find is that most of them are simply using QuickBooks. Allow me to introduce you to Barrett Newberry. He's the founder of Leasera. It's a full-featured property management software solution. And I'll let him, first of all, welcome to the show. I'll let you, Barrett, explain what makes you guys so different.
Thanks, Kyle. And appreciate you having me on, man. It's really cool. So Leasera, we started this journey about 6 years ago, and we realized that there was just so much technical change coming to the industry. And, you know, when it came to the rental space, we kept just seeing this common theme. And the common theme was an alienation of the consumer. And I mean consumer, not renter. Like, let's get that straight from a definition standpoint. It is a consumer. And although they're spending about 30% of their you know, monthly income on rent, they still have 2/3 of their income they're allocating towards other things. Lifestyle, you know, people, fun, friends. And sure, that is a big deal. And yet we've got this huge amount of revenue that is running through what it is that is the rental industry. And we're in a race towards the bottom on fees and margin. We're in a race towards the bottom on appreciation to the consumer, even though we're investing immense amounts in point solutions that are specifically dedicated to loving on that consumer. Service professionals that are better positioned than property managers to, and as property owners or whoever within that space to serve that dynamic consumer need are sitting on the outskirts just like the consumer is. It's a pretty amazing and very, very legacy dynamic when you start thinking about just all the problems that we have in the rental space. So we designed Leasera to be virtuous, to really look hard at flow of funds. How does the property management system work? Why, after all that money is dumped into this industry, is there struggling property owners? Are there struggling property management companies? It's not just about the struggle of the consumer. Everybody's struggling. And so we really unpacked it.
So it's both sides.
Yeah. I mean, it's just everybody that is, they see all of this capital, they see all of this opportunity, and yet everybody's kind of just sitting with empty pockets. It's crazy. And what we, it's wild, right? And so what we realized was that the system itself was broken, and it was breaking the people within it as well. And so property management software sits at the center of this entire ecosystem as the gatekeeper of all innovation, of all opportunity, of all collaboration. Again, of those service professionals that are well designed to support needs at affordable costs. It's not like everybody's trying to, you know, build the next person or, you know, squeeze the penny out of the next person. But there's sure, great organizations, great industries that need to collaborate with one another. And yet property management software today, that per unit fee that was traditionally charged because we didn't know any better, when property management software came along, they were all, okay, well, we've got this digital solution around leasing, maintenance, and accounting. Those three core functions. And that's where the digital revolution, the initial revolution within property management came from. And it was purpose.
So you guys hit those core, and you're helping both the property manager, you're bringing value to them, and you're also helping the consumer.
100%.
So perhaps tell me how, like, what makes you all different and how are you helping? Let's do one by one. How are you helping first the property manager?
So first, we offer a full service property management solution that instead of having to bolt on other modules, other solutions like everyone else, we're able to give you a holistic solution that has your property management software, you know, your core needs, but also gives get access to service professionals and service groups through our service portal, and also gives the consumer a lifestyle and loyalty platform and app. And within this ecosystem, we are able to garner further and greater transactions beyond what it just means to rent or maintain that property. And that allows us as a company to say, hey, property manager, take all of these tools, all of these enterprise institutional grade tools. We're not going to charge you a dime for it. Full stop. Hmm.
So it's free. It's free for the property manager
to use for property managers. It is free to use for service professionals, and it is free to use for the consumer. Okay. It is simply just a hub
and so,
where transactions take place and collaboration happens.
Okay, so we'll come back to how the consumer earns the loyalty points and all this stuff. How do you make money if it's free for all sides?
Because it's on our payments rail. So all transactions that take place within our ecosystem that are highly incentivized because they're all hyper affordable and they're at, you know, there's significant buying power, you know, for all of our service providers, for all of our property managers that want extra data, they want to, you know, again, give more value to the consumer. All of that buying power has a huge incentivization to remain very, very loyal to our payments platform. And so that's really where we make all of our money, is because we tell the service provider saying, hey, listen, whether you're wanting us to help you book residents to your hotel or renters to your hotel, whether you are a dog walker that is looking to service that renter consumer, or you're trying to deliver food, we have all of these solutions built into the lifestyle and loyalty app for that consumer, right next to where they pay their rent, right next to where we're delivering loyalty points for all of that engagement. And it's so much more affordable because we've essentially cut out all of the middle layer BS that has absolutely plagued this industry for years and years and years.
I get it. So it's sort of there's network effects and sort of a massive marketplace here, where because you're putting it sort of the one-stop shop in one place, you're able to, you know, essentially deliver more value to the stakeholders and also create more sort of value for the company.
Exactly. Yeah. There's just simply less that is taken out of the process and delivered to the end user.
I love it. I love it. So let's go back to the consumer. I'm on your platform. I'm renting. These are people that rent single units, multifamily, multiple different things, right? It's not
right. Yeah. So it's a dynamic portfolio that, you know, can be anywhere in upwards of a couple thousand units. But that's typically where we stay under, and the dynamic nature of those portfolios can be anything from short term to extended stay to long term. So our tools provide a really, really flexible and expansive capability to generate net operating income the way that you want to run that portfolio. And we give you opportunities, we give you suggestions, we give you recommendations based upon what we know of the market, the data that we have coming in from your local area.
Sure.
And obviously what we know of those different decisions.
Got it. So understood how the property manager would benefit. They're getting all this data, the insights, help them better run their business, and also the sort of ease of being able to schedule whether it's maintenance or whatever it is. From the consumer side, Could you tell me more about maybe, I guess, I assume that the payments are a little bit easier because digital, and then this idea of loyalty points. How do I earn the points? How do I spend them? Things like that.
Yeah. So again, this ended up being like a huge research project too. Like just really trying to figure out like, how do we serve? How do we be in service of our fellow community? And so what we really unpacked was, you know, how is it that we make sure that people finally start being appreciated for what they have to do anyway? Which, you know, a lot of investors, a lot of private equity groups might shun that methodology in getting to a solution.
Sure.
You know, they may look at it and say, well, no, you should try and make as much money as you possibly can and make it a SaaS
fee.
Yeah. You know,
please.
It's like, okay, great. Then we would just be another pig with lipstick on it. Sorry. You know, and that's at the end of the day, we knew we had to go a very, very different direction with this if we wanted the end narrative to stay intact, which was, again, a virtuous ecosystem for everyone, not just, you know, taking a little bit more money out of the pocket of a property manager to put it in the consumer's pocket. Like, it just, that doesn't work. Those types of, there's too much.
You know, it's so funny you say this because sorry to interrupt you. I just read this report about how much communities sort of outperform businesses that are built around communities sort of outperform other businesses. And it seems like this space is so unique in its ability to create a community around it because the people are literally physically living in communities. But no one has yet, it sounds like you all have done it. No one has taken advantage of that and created a virtuous cycle around the community. It's so obvious, but yet no one does it because they're trying to squeeze pennies out. And it seems like there's more value created if I'm part of this community. Oh, I'm earning something when I spend on it. Oh, like if there are actual real benefits, I don't feel like I'm just getting nickel and dimed every second. It seems like there's just, you know, real opportunity there. And it sounds like you guys picked up on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge solution history nerd. Like, just how is it that we solve certain problems as we go through history? You know, behavioral science has always been kind of a big passion of mine. And, you know, with the property management industry, property management software came in to support the property manager. They came in to support the property owner. But the property owner and the principles they put around why this industry exists was purely to say, okay, this is something I can touch, I can feel, I can love on, and I can with my own sweat and tears, I can see this asset appreciate. They didn't necessarily though get into the industry to say, hey, you know what would be great is if I spent all this money that I have and bought this asset so that I could put people in it. Like that wasn't part of the calculus, right? And so when property management came along, it was to support the investors' interests and protect those interests, hence leasing and terms and evictions and all of those other things, negating the fact that there is this huge amount of consumers that are amazing consumers. They keep the roof over their head. They love on the property they live in because they have pride and their own sense of being. And so that problem is then property management software came in and very myopically, like very, very tunnel vision, just said, hey, you know what? We're going to support the property manager and their principles, which were the investors' principles. And so that's why you have, you know, let's get people, you know, butts in the seats. Let's get people in those, you know, in those vacancies as fast as we can. Get money out of their pocket as fast as we can. The first consumer solution was online payments, which was basically just a way to ensure that they got money out of the pocket of the consumer quicker and easier.
Sure.
And so that was considered consumer interest, right? And so all of these things have been, you know, institutionalized, and they've wrapped a per unit fee around the core technology of what property management is. And so property management is seeing all of this trend of consumer, you know, coming through and saying, oh, well, that's all ancillary. Like, They use the word ancillary
as
a definition of what is just extra stuff, not what is part of the business model. And
when it's actually core.
Yes. The consumer is core.
Yeah.
If we didn't have consumers in renting, we wouldn't have an industry, period. It is their money.
Right.
That is effectively allowing us, and granted, we are serving an incredible purpose. You know, we're investing into appreciating, you know, revamping, upgrading the roof over someone's head. It is a beautiful, beautiful service. But we were allowed for so long as an industry, it's the big quote we, as an industry, to ignore the consumer for so long because we just assumed, hey, listen, they need a roof over their head. This is just how this industry goes. And property management software fell right into it. And so now the per unit fees get bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's funny you say this. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. It's actually this very similar in our business. So in buying and selling of homes, what you see a lot of is people building businesses around the agent. You very rarely see someone build something around the consumer who's buying and selling. Sometimes you'll see people start there, and I won't bad talk any of the other companies in our space, and they almost always pivot over to, it's just too hard to go after the consumer. So they almost always say, screw it. I'll create the software for the agent because everybody's going to the agent anyway. And so, you know, we sort of have always tried to be consumer first. In some ways, I think to our detriment, but starting, I do already see it starting to turn. But this idea that, you know, the agents charge 6%, right? And we're charging less than half that. And so that makes it so we have to go to the consumer, explain that to them all the time, versus having a huge sales force out there pushing their 6% all the time. It's really sort of a paradigm shift you have to have in your brain. But yeah, same thing in our industry. It's typically not built around the consumer.
Consumers are the future, and so are ecosystems, right? You know, so I think, you know, back to how we got off on this tangent. I think, you know, when it comes to ecosystem, there are organizations out there, and I'll just pick on Uber for a second, right? Uber spends hundreds of millions of dollars per year on marketing to touch a consumer, hopefully once a month, 12 times a year. And the reality is that through property management software, historically, the gatekeeper of these relationships, the ones that are part of the problem that consumers don't get what they need, can touch the consumer every single day. It is a wild thing to think about. And which is why we're beginning to work with brokerages, right? Because brokerages even are saying, like, oh my God, like, you've got such a nurturing relationship with this consumer where they're getting loyalty points for paying their rent and doing all the things, again, that they are going to do anyway. But we have this way of being able to say, hey, listen, paying your rent is no longer that that sting. Paying your rent is appreciated by an ecosystem of partnerships and services that are here to love on you because they understand you better. They understand you more than simply being a renter. And that is such a beautiful thing, and is something that we've seen just massive brands come in now and support us and our marketplace. And I couldn't be more excited about it. I mean, you're right. It is ridiculously lofty. It was a hairy, audacious goal that borderlined on stupidity, I will be honest. But
those are the best ones.
Right. But now we built our entire property management suite, our entire on-demand services marketplace, logistics and you know, loyalty solutions for the service providers as well, and that entire renter ecosystem solution. And those three components together actually create a really cool flywheel that I didn't even I didn't even envision the amount of opportunity that is coming from it.
That's really cool. So, okay, just pivoting a bit. I understand why the experience is better, especially as someone that's, you know, just paid rent without any software, without any loyalty program, et cetera. I understand from the property manager's perspective, being able to have insights and manage this and have it be free. I get that. It's really cool. Could you talk to me just a little bit about, you've developed this proprietary technology. I'm always interested in hearing about how founders approach that. You had this big, hairy goal, and then you had to, you know, talk to all these customers and build something, software around that. What was your approach? Why do you think you, how was it differentiated from others? Because you ended up in a different place than everyone else, right? So how do you approach this?
I think it obviously always for all of us, right? It all starts initially with a goal in mind, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what ultimately you want this thing to do and how you want people to perceive it, I think is at least where I start, you know, and I think that was something where I had always, you know, I grew up poor, you know, I like crappy poor, and I dealt with the industry from the other side, like really just struggling through and trying to figure out how I pay my rent and how it is that I figure out tomorrow, you know, and that's a scary, hopeless feeling. And every single time that rent payment came out, I just remember feeling just lost, you know? And so
yeah,
you think about that. And if you have enough passion around that, thankfully, you know, this is my fourth startup, you know, sold two, things have continued to get better. And my goals continue to get, thank you. And my goals continue to get bigger. And I think that this was that holy grail opportunity, right? Is to take an entire demographic of people across this, you know, yeah, start with the US, but you know, let's think about like how it is that we go international with this form of support, this form of ecosystem where people can hop in and just start serving. And that is such a big thing. And so anyway, that's where I started with our product. And I've always been a product guy. I've always been a marketplace person. And I think that that's been really important to me. But I think another part of it is you got to be patient. And oftentimes our personal situations or the situations of our team don't allow us to be patient enough to actually design the solution that you know is necessary for the problem. And so I think that most organizations fail because they can't be patient. It's capital, family,
yeah,
God knows what, right? There's always going to be something that smacks you in the face, kicks you in the balls, and, you know, tells you that you're not worthy. And so I think that patience is just such a huge, huge and important thing to allow you to go through those iterations, those cycles, and say, okay, well, that wasn't right. Like maybe this tweak is going to be better. And going back to your market, hey guys, you know, I know that I said I was going to be doing this thing, but I hope that you know enough about me that I'm not going to get married to the process. I just want to be married to the destination.
Sure.
You know, so that's really where I think
I love that
the survivability is.
Yeah, I identify with that. So I think that covers my questions today. I want to make sure that we recap. So it sounds like what you all have created is a one-stop shop for not only property managers but also for consumer renters. You're developing all these insights and guidance on the property management side, and then you're providing this really slick, streamlined experience for the consumer, and it's free for all sides. And it's also a marketplace that has a virtuous cycle around it and a community, which I love. I think that we're going to see more as people understand the extra value that's created. We're going to see more of these. In fact, our platform is also a one-stop shop. So the mortgage, the title, the everything is being built into one experience so that from the consumer, it's digital. It feels much better. And there's tons of savings baked into that if you can get it all in one place, right? So we have a lot of alignment. I didn't realize that when we first started this conversation, but now that I'm understanding more about what you all do, I get it. So this is my favorite part of the show. We're going to do a fit check. I'll go first. Today, I went with the New Balance 9060s. These are kind of a dad shoe in a way, but kind of a newer version of it.
Totally.
And I love this shoe because I've been wearing New Balances since I was a kid. Like I think the 990s and 991s, all those. And then I kind of got away from it because they look so boring. But then they come out with these and they're just a little bit different and they're super comfortable. So,
hey, you're walking on clouds, man.
God, that's right.
Yeah, that's cool. I dig it.
What you got?
I'll share the no lace Chuck Tees.
Oh yeah. I love those. I used to have a pair of white ones like that.
Yeah. They're my go-to. You can slip them on and so I can admittedly be very lazy about it. But they still, they still go good with a suit though. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can dress them up, dress them down.
Totally.
It took me a while to break mine in though. Do you have that problem or no?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, depending on what model you get, like there are some that are super stiff. And the bottoms of course are something to be, not necessarily to be envied across the shoe categories, but hey, you know what? Whatever. They look good.
That's why I went with the clouds.
Oh yeah, cool. No, I get it, man. Cool. Yeah, those things are comfortable.
So, all right, Lisara, where can people find you? Whether it's the website, socials, what's the best way to for all of our listeners that are interested? What's the best way to find you?
Yeah, so my name's Barrett Newberry, and you can find me on LinkedIn anytime. But the website is lisara.com, LEASERA. The product that is that kind of holistic solution for everybody, it's called REM, Rental Ecosystem Management. And it's basically just this evolution of PMS or property management software. And so we no longer have to be so beholden to the property software that we use today. Now with REM, you get everything that you need and you get the support and scalability to not just help yourself and your business and your portfolio, but also the consumers and creating awesome, awesome marketplace relationships with service providers. So yeah, man, Lisara.com would be super excited to serve anybody that is looking for support. Anybody looking to, you know, jump from a local competitor or even upgrade from QuickBooks and all that kind of stuff. So we're here to serve.
Awesome. Thank you for joining the show today. And looking forward to talking to you again soon. And I know you're going to be in Chicago. So when you're here, let's definitely get a beer.
I'll look you up, man. Thanks, Kyle.